This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. A quick look at headlines we're following today in the newsroom. Well, the accident that happened in Rochester on Wednesday night, where a person was taken to Froedtert Hospital by Flight for Life, still under investigation by the Racine Sheriff's Department. It started out as a minor accident. One of the people involved crossed the street, got hit by a third vehicle. That person stopped and cooperated. Here in Racine, 23 cats were taken from a person's home and taken to the Wisconsin Humane Society Racine campus yesterday. Those cats were in pretty ill health, although most are expected to survive. They'll be looking for foster care and forever homes once the cats are healthy again. Wisconsin's two biggest children's hospitals, American Family Children's Hospital and Children's Wisconsin, forming a new partnership to treat congenital heart disease, the most common birth defect in the U.S. The program kicks off in the state right away in 2025. January is when they'll start things. It should last for 10 years. And after yesterday's brutally cold temperatures, it's time to think about helping the homeless. It's Music for a Cause this weekend at McAuliffe's Pub tonight, Saturday and Sunday. They're hoping to get enough blankets, sleeping bags, and warm clothing to help homeless shelters throughout Racine and Kenosha counties. Also, cash donations being accepted. News at the top and bottom of every hour or on demand whenever you want it. Online at WRJN.com. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It's tournament time for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in the Sweet 16, taking on Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the 12th year in a row the Badgers women's team has reached the regionals. Wisconsin head coach Kelly Sheffield.
We don't take this time for granted at all. I think any time that you're amongst one of the top 16 teams and playing in the second weekend is very special. It's hard to do. We're happy to be here, and we're excited to play. We're excited to get after and get this weekend started.
Marquette plays number 2 ranked Penn State in Pennsylvania. NBA, the Bucks and the Hawks tomorrow in Vegas, the NBA Cup semifinals, game time 3:30. NFL, Packers and Seahawks Sunday night in Seattle. Bo Melton was with the Seahawks and talked about the screaming fans at Lumen Field.
It'd be shaking, it'd be rocking in there for sure. Definitely a loud crowd. They love the Seahawks. Great atmosphere for sure to play in.
That's Packers wide receiver Bo Melton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Timothy Chalamet has been getting rave reviews during early looks at the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Another young actor, Paul Mescal, has been tabbed to play Paul McCartney in a new biopic about the Beatles, according to Gladiator II director Ridley Scott. Scott is not directing the film, but he spilled the beans in a recent interview while lamenting that he could not get Mescal in his next picture because of the Beatles flick. Puberty reports that Mescal's fellow Irishman, Barry Keoghan, will play Ringo Starr in the film. Disney's Tangled was a big hit that pulled in big bucks at the box office, so naturally the studio is doing what all studios do with a moneymaker, and that is find a new way to remake it. Variety reports that a live-action version of the 2010 film is on the way with the Greatest Showman director, Michael Gracie, attached to tell Rapunzel's story. The original Tangled pulled in almost $6 billion worldwide. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members, as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse, Kraven the Hunter in Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news, the great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high near 25 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. Rain will continue through tomorrow night, too, with a quarter inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow, right around 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 4 above.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.